In the NFL, Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers was knocked out of Monday's 27-20 loss to the Chicago Bears with an injury to his non-throwing shoulder. As a result, the Packers fell into a three-way tie for the top spot in the NFC North with Detroit and the Bears at 5-4. Packers coach Mike McCarthy said he had no exact diagnosis of Rodgers' injury. Meanwhile, two people familiar with the situation say suspended Miami Dolphins guard Richie Incognito sent text messages to teammate Jonathan Martin that were racist and threatening. The people spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity. Gary Kubiak, the 52-year-old coach of the Houston Texans, remains in a Houston hospital. He collapsed on the field at halftime Sunday. And the Buffalo Bills released quarterback Matt Flynn in another indication rookie starter E.J. Manuel is ready to return from injury. In the NBA, the Memphis Grizzlies beat the Boston Celtics 95-88. Jeff Green led the Celtics with 22 points, while Jared Sullinger scored 16. Golden State defeated Philadelphia 110-90. Cleveland beat Minnesota 93-92, and it was the Clippers over Houston 137-118. In the NHL, Anaheim edged the New York Rangers 2-1, and Winnipeg doubled up Detroit 4-2. In baseball, President Barack Obama called Red Sox manager John Farrell yesterday to congratulate him on winning the World Series. Boston's making $14.1 million qualifying offers to free agents Jacoby Ellsbury, Mike Napoli, and Stephen Drew. The team's decided not to make an offer to Jared Saltalamacchia. And the Yankees are extending $14.1 million offers to second baseman Robinson Cano, outfielder Curtis Granderson, and pitcher Hiroki Kuroda. Finally, the New York Times is reporting that Alex Rodriguez tested positive for banned stimulant in 2006. Jared Kofit, WAMC News.